We've been looking at what do you do when there's not enough time for leadership development. And over the last several sessions, we've looked at four fast action steps to help you make progress with time and focus. We've looked at fast action step number one, take control of your schedule to help you with the mind shift for managing your time and focus more effectively and more efficiently. We looked at fast action step number two, create an annual plan to help you get the most important people and events in place first so you can effectively plan the rest of your schedule and make time for what matters most to you. Then we looked at fast action step number three, complete the best week tool to help you be most intentional with how you're using your time on a weekly basis. Then in the last session, we looked at fast action step number four and how to use these tools to set up your calendar. This is where we brought it all together and gave you several tips for managing your calendar more effectively. Now in this session, I'm going to show you a simple process so you can know how you're spending your time, and I'm going to give you a simple tool to use for tracking your time. And we'll wrap up our fast action steps and bring it all together. Now in the busy seasons of life, these tools and habits that we've been looking at take pressure off. In the slower seasons of life, these habits put pressure on, and that's good. As you have more margin, you're confronted by how you're spending your time. And in some ways, it can be embarrassing. In other ways, it's motivating, because now you're more aware of how you're spending your time. If you're going to be a leader worth following, it will only happen if you're intentional with your time, not accidental. So the question for you becomes, how much time should I be spending on certain activities? And how much time am I already spending on them now? And that brings us to this fast action step number five, the time tracking journal. Complete the time tracking journal. Now, after you set up your annual plan, your best week, and your calendar, you're going to experiment with them and tweak them for a few weeks. And if you continue to struggle with time and focus, or you need help with what your best week or your calendar should look like, you can use the time tracking journal to track how you're spending your time. In fact, I did this several weeks ago. I realized that I was getting ready to go into a season of development for our work. In fact, part of that season of development included creating these classes. And when I realized that, I wanted to know how I was spending my time so I would know where I could find margin. And so for 3 weeks, I tracked how I was using my time, and we decided how I was going to do that more effectively and more efficiently so we could get more productivity out of me. So this tool is a great tool to use periodically depending on what you have going on in your life, your work, and your leadership to help you know how you're spending your time and to help you make changes so that you can do a better job as you go forward. If you haven't already, go ahead and download the tool on this page so you can follow along as I go through it with you. We've included a blank template for you to use along with several completed weeks so you can see how a completed journal might look. So here's how it works. The time tracking journal is to help you objectively see how and where you're currently spending your time and to help you evaluate if the way that you're spending it makes sense. It'll help you answer the questions, number one, where is my time spent? And number two, is how I'm spending my time making sense for this season of my life, of my work, of my career? And the time tracking journal includes all 7 days of the week, and it's divided into 10-minute increments. You're going to track everything. Every waking minute is 10-minute increment. Now, we know what you're thinking because we thought the same things. We tried to get away with the same shortcuts. We've used all the objections ourselves, and we've heard that from thousands of clients who we've walked through the tool. So I'm not going to address every objection here. What I want you to know is it's most important to imitate before you innovate. So before you go changing how you're going to do this, use the tool. I want to encourage you, use the tool for 3 weeks, track every 10 minutes for 21 days, then let us know what you think about the tools and your recommendation for it. I think you'll be surprised at what you learn about yourself and about how you're using your time if you'll follow the process that we're going to give you right now. So here's the step-by-step process for using the time tracking journal. Number one, start with 1 week. Don't think about 2 weeks or 3 weeks or more. Start with 1 week and determine that you're going to complete the 1 week. Number two, track every 10 minutes. Again, this is a place where we often want to take a shortcut. Say, well, every half hour or every hour, I'll try to remember what it is that I've done over the last hour. Surely I could remember that. And I'm telling you, you don't remember. In fact, this is the primary reason why you need to use a time tracking journal like this. When I'm tracking my time, I keep it laying on my desk or I keep it open on one screen on my computer. And every 10 minutes, I'm reminded to put in there what I just completed doing. In fact, as I begin to use it, each time I begin to use it, I can actually think ahead and I can plan what I'm going to do with the minutes. And then I can put some things in there ahead and it makes it easier for me to go back and make a few quick edits throughout the day. But the important thing is that I'm tracking every 10 minutes. We used to do it for 30 minutes, then we backed it down to 15 minutes, and we realized that 10 minutes is really the sweet spot when it comes to tracking your time. So use the template to track every 10 minutes. Then number three, track the full day. Again, from the time that you get up to the time that you go to bed, not just your work hours. Because what you'll find is there are pockets of time and there's things that you do that you probably don't even realize that you're doing that may be hurting your influence, that may be hurting your relationships, that may be stealing precious time away from things and people who are most important to you. Then number four, when you get to the end of your first week, review all of the entries and create themes. At the end of the second week, you may identify one or two more themes, but generally, you're not going to add more than one or two themes after you create your original themes. So at the end of that first week, review all of the entries and create themes. You can see at the bottom of the time tracking journal on the sample tabs that we've provided, the themes that we created. Again, these are going to be different for you, but you want to create themes at the end of that first week so that you can see how you're using your time and begin evaluating. Does this make sense for the season of life that I'm currently in? Then number five, review it with your spouse or your teen or adult children, a colleague, a boss, an assistant, a close friend, a mentor. Review it with somebody or two or three people who can give you their feedback, who can speak into it. Make it a point, be intentional about taking your time tracking journal and sharing it with somebody to get their feedback. I told you several weeks ago that I went through this process and I sent it to three or four people and said, hey, here's what I see. Did I miss anything? And they gave me their feedback, which brings us to number six. Get their feedback and listen to it. You may have a blind spot in an area that they're going to share with you and you need to hear their feedback. So number six is get their feedback. Then number seven, do it for two more weeks and make sure you have a solid view of how your time is spent. So the first week, you're going through it and you're changing some things. In fact, even the intentionality of writing this stuff down, it makes you start thinking about your time differently. And so you might change some things unintentionally or even subconsciously change some things. And so getting into the second week and the third week is where you really begin to learn or confirm some of the things, some of the assumptions, some of the observations that you made during that first week. So you want to track your time for a second week and even a third week. We've done it for 1 week, we've done it for 2 weeks, and then we've done it for 3 weeks. And we found if you can track 3 weeks in a row, then you can get a pretty good idea of how you're spending your time. And it doesn't take an enormous amount of time away from your day. It just helps you to think more effectively and more efficiently about how you're using your time. So number seven, do it for two more weeks to make sure you have a solid view for how your time is spent. Then number eight, draft action items at the end of each week and make the necessary changes to your schedule, your annual plan, and your best week. At the end of the first week, I made a few observations and I didn't really force myself to change some things. I just made some observations to help me think a little bit differently in week two as I tracked my time. And as I tracked my time in week two, I was aware of those things, and so it helped me to think and behave a little bit differently in week two. By the time I got to the end of week two, I began to see some patterns that I wanted to tweak or to change in how I was spending my time. And then by the time I got to the end of week three, I had a really good handle on whether or not those things were destructive, whether they were prohibiting me from doing things that I wanted to do in other areas, or whether they were simply, hey, I need this kind of margin. It's okay for me to take time to read the news or watch TV or look at social media for a few minutes a day. I don't need to beat myself up over it. In fact, that was one of the things that I learned the most from this last exercise of spending 3 weeks looking at how I was using my time. What we learned was that I was doing a pretty good job of keeping a balance between my work and my life, and that I was being relatively effective. And you may find that as well. But here's what's important. Knowing you can know how you spend your time doesn't mean that you do know. And knowing you can know isn't the same as knowing, so you need to do it. If time could talk, here's what it would tell you and me. I'm easy to track, but when you lose track of me, you will lose peace of mind. In fact, if you lose track of me for too long, you may lose your mind. But if you'll pay attention to how you're using your time and you'll use a tool like the time tracking journal, you'll be less fearful and far more purposeful. What you choose to do with your time speaks volumes about who you are to those around you, who you are to those in your life and your work and your leadership, and how your life is and could impact them. So that's fast action step number 5. Again, if you haven't already, take a moment to download the worksheet and the tool and complete the action steps for this lesson. Here's what I want you to do. For the next 3 weeks, I want you to track how you're spending your time using the time tracking journal and following the steps that we just reviewed. Remember, you don't have to get it perfect. You just need to take the next step. As we continue our time and focus journey in the next session, we're going to move on to a topic which affects all of us. What do you do when you're dealing with something incredibly challenging at work and at home that is distracting you, that has arrested your attention, and is keeping you from being most effective? Remember, you don't have to get it perfect. You just need to take the next step. I'll see you in the next session.